From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The mayor of Puerto Rico's largest city was criticized by U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday after she pleaded for more federal assistance in the wake of Hurricane Maria. On Friday, San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz said people are dying because of the inefficiency and the bureaucracy. Early Saturday, Mr. Trump hit back on Twitter, accusing the mayor of poor leadership ability and criticizing Puerto Rican officials. His tweets were apparently deleted minutes later. The United States has opened a direct channel of communication with North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who is in Beijing, says the U.S. is investigating whether the regime of Kim Jong-un is interested in pursuing talks to give up its nuclear weapons. He says he is seeking China's cooperation in putting pressure on Pyongyang. Tillerson, meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, is also there preparing for President Trump's visit in November.
And as you have noted, this is a relationship that continues to grow and mature on the strength of the relationship between yourself and President Trump.
Dozens of Afghan forces are said to have been killed in repeated insurgent attacks over the past week in western Farah province, which borders Iran. The fighting in the western Afghan province comes amid allegations Iran and Russia are providing support to the Taliban. Turkey's largest foreign military base in the world opened Saturday in Mogadishu. The ribbon-cutting ceremony included Somali leaders, top Turkish military officials, and diplomats. The head of the Turkish military said the base is the biggest sign of how Turkey wants to help Somalia. In Washington, you're listening to VOA News.